here's a story from The World.
Some argue that Washington has clearly picked a side in the ongoing battle in the Middle East. The U.S. sends Israel roughly $3.3 billion annually in foreign military financing. The Biden administration also recently approved the sale of $735 million worth of weapons to Israel. The proposed sale was announced before the current hostilities and is still pending. Zaha Hassan has been examining the transfers of American weapons to Israel. She's with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, and she joins us now. Zaha, $3.3 billion a year. That's a big number. Put that in context. How much military financing does the U.S. provide to other countries in the region?
So with respect to foreign military financing, Israel is receiving about 52% of all foreign military financing, and that's more than all other countries combined that are receiving that assistance. And another thing that's very exceptional about the security assistance that Israel gets is that it also gets a percentage that it can use for purchases within its own country. No other foreign government is allowed to purchase from outside the U.S., but Israel is allowed to do that so that it can develop its own capabilities. Today, Israel has become a leading exporter of weapons, making around $9 billion a year.
Now, I want to talk about the so-called Leahy Amendments. Those are laws meant to stop the U.S. from giving military help to countries that violate human rights. How is that law applied to weapon sales to Israel?
So actually, the Leahy laws call for a couple of things. First, it calls for vetting of military units receiving U.S. security assistance, and it calls for cutting off assistance to police and military units that are receiving U.S. security assistance if they're using it to violate human rights. With Israel, the problem with applying the Leahy laws is that it's very difficult to trace security assistance that the U.S. has given Israel. Israel gets grants, and a portion of it is cash, and cash is fungible. Therefore, it's difficult to track and trace. So if a person who's aggrieved by a human rights abuse from Israel tries to complain about a violation of the Leahy law, it's incredibly difficult to prove.
Well, why is it set up that way in the first place?
That's a great question. And that's the reason why Betty McCollum, Representative Betty McCollum, and 19 other members of Congress are calling for requiring the State Department to do better reporting on the use of security assistance by particular Israeli military units and police.
Israel is a tiny country. It has a population of around 9 million. It's a democracy and a key regional ally. It's surrounded by historical enemies that have long wanted to destroy the nation. The Arab world has more than 400 million people. Why shouldn't the U.S. help its ally?
I'm not saying that the U.S. shouldn't provide assistance to its allies, but I will say that the U.S. should be better at monitoring the use of U.S. security assistance so that it isn't used for gross violations of human rights.
Israeli military power also helps keep Iran in check. Isn't it the U.S.'s interest that Israel be well-armed?
And it is. It is well-armed. As I said, they are a leading exporter now of weapons. And that's not the question. It's not whether or not the U.S. should be providing security assistance to Israel. It's whether or not Israel is entitled to use it any way it wants, including to further its de facto annexation of Palestinian territory.
Zaha Hassan is with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She was talking about the transfers of American weapons to Israel. Zaha, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And just a note, we reached out to the U.S. State Department for comment, and a spokesperson wrote, and this is a quote, "We are restricted under federal law and regulation from publicly commenting on or confirming details of licensing activity related to direct commercial sales of export-controlled defense articles or services. We remain deeply concerned about the current violence and are working towards achieving a sustainable calm."